What is up, still studyings? Happy Monday, June 28th, 2021. Little flashback. Remember Chris Hope? Number 28, safety back in the day. Yeah, a little flashback. Anyway, we're here the final Monday of June. June 28th, 2021. Another full week of the study sessions coming at you. And studyings, July 1st is creeping. July 1st is almost here. It will be here on Thursday, rolling in to the 4th of July weekend and one step closer to training camp. As Andrew said on the podcast, this past weekend, training camp will not be held at La Trobe this year due to COVID protocols, which is sad. It will now be at Heinz Field. You'd have to think that multiple practices will be open to fans to attend, to watch. We haven't seen a schedule come out regarding that yet, but once it does, we will be sure to share that on the Still Study. And yes, we're going to try to get out there for a practice or two to report back to you. Possibly try to meet up with Alex. So stay tuned to an update regarding training camp. But man, a lot has happened over the last 4 or 5 days. And it all got started last week whenever the whole David DeCastro incident occurred. We know that he did not participate in minicamp, even though he was in attendance. Then Trey Turner was brought in for a visit as a free agent. And then the speculation ran wild. And again, there was fire. The crumbs led to a loaf. DeCastro ended up being released. And then Trey Turner was signed. I don't want to say immediately after, but really very quickly after, as the replacement for David. So now, an offensive line that was already in flux, already with several question marks, becomes an even bigger question mark. 60-point font, bold, italics, underline. And Trey Turner, what is he going to bring to the team? We know that he was a 5-time Pro Bowler, known for his physicality and blocking for the run. That was evident during his time with Carolina. Was with Carolina the year they went 15-1. Went to the Super Bowl where they lost to the eventual champions, the Denver Broncos, led by Peyton Manning in his final year. So dude has been around success. He's been on winning teams. But what has transpired over the last few years of his career are injuries. Injuries that saw his play backslide a little bit. He played with the Chargers last season in 2020. Had a groin issue. So there are concerns about A, can he stay healthy? B, what does he have left as a starting guard in the NFL? Now, the one positive is he's somewhat young in terms of an NFL offensive lineman. He's only 28. He's not over the 30 mark, so there should be some tread left on the tires. But again, the greatest question surrounding Turner is going to focus on his injury history and whether or not that could be ameliorated so that it does not pose an issue to the team in 2021. The other piece worth noting here, and I talked about this on the Still Study podcast last week, is while DeCastro was not a vocal leader, he was most certainly a leader by example. He was most certainly a figure of stability on the offensive line. And after Marquise Pouncey departed, there was some solace in knowing at least there was carryover in the name of David DeCastro. And now, with him not part of the 21 roster, there will be a need for a leader. And again, DeCastro was not the vocal leader. He was the quiet leader. He led by example. Now your most veteran offensive lineman is Chukwuma Okorafor. Throw him in there with Banner. And probably more than likely now, Kendrick Green. Kevin Dotson. You know, a report surfaced on DK Sports this week that Turner was originally brought in because the coaching staff was unhappy with Kevin Dotson's offseason training and that he didn't come in to minicamp in shape. Now, whether or not this is true, this was in an article by Dejan Kovacevic. He said it was an impeccable source, I believe was the word that he used, but said that's the reason why Turner was brought in. Not because of any concerns regarding DeCastro's injury history. It was because they were concerned about Dotson's conditioning. Again, is that true? We don't know. But if it is, that is definitely concerning. So I guess I say all this to arrive at one conclusion. I felt semi-confident about the Steelers' offensive line before DeCastro was released. I felt like he was that continuity that would help glue all those new pieces together. He would be that leader that aligned those talents, created a coherent group so they could be successful. And now that he's gone, and you have really just a completely brand new unit, I'm forever the optimist, but I'd be lying if I said I wasn't concerned. This is the biggest question mark. It was a question mark before. This is now the biggest question mark facing the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2021. And I don't think they could be finished yet. I think there's still some more work to do here on the O-line. And I'm not even talking in terms of depth. If there's an opportunity to make a trade, I know I said that on last Friday's study session, but if there's an opportunity to make a trade and upgrade your starting talent, you do it. So I'm not so sure, I'm not so certain that Kevin Colbert is done. And I'm sure he's actively looking to see what's out there. And here, remember this too. They have some cap space now. They have some cap space now. So they may not be done on the O-line. And with that, studyins, that is the conclusion of this first episode here of the week, June 28th. Much gratitude to you for listening. We appreciate you, love you dearly. drop us a line at thestillstudy@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at @stillstudy. And remember, even without the Castro, life is beautiful in the black and gold.